Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Let's talk about your options right now.
The heroes continued their search.
There was a rope bridge leading west to a single door. I don't remember if you've explored that area or not.
They specifically wanted us not to.
Yeah, they said
it was locked off.
Go
locked
that way.
Deep within the forest stronghold.
There's something in there. I'm going to open the door. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
I ready my bow, pointing at the door.
Where fairy guardians sprang to attack.
And it just goes crazy. It says, I'll butter your muffin.
Strange creatures.
These creatures are so weird.
After stamping out a magical frenzy.
Awesome. This is the first one, but that second one, right in that little butthole thing that it shot the...
Oh, my God.
Right in the butthole.
Yeah. You shot it. Punch that bee in the face.
And the bee dies.
Yes. The heroes found more secrets to uncover.
There is a wicker basket suspended from ropes that lead up to a hole in the ceiling.
Does it look like a pulley system?
The adventure continues.
Troy needs a week to think about that.
Yeah.
I haven't read that.
No.
It is mid-December here at Glass Cannon Network.
No, it's not.
Only moratorium.
Only two more weeks.
Yeah,
no. No more weeks. No more mention of fucking Christmas ever again.
Kid, what happened on Christmas?
You fucking ruined it. You ruined it. You killed it. I used to love Christmas. You fucking
ruined it.
Right in front of me over the course of several fucking years. You killed Christmas.
Oh my God, I killed Christmas.
You loved it so much. You snapped its neck.
I snapped its neck inside of your heart.
You know what? It didn't even bother me until like we were doing Legacy and Nick Lowe was just like, what the fuck? Like, because we were talking about the weather and stuff. It's like, you assholes talk about the weather, holiday seasons, like way too much.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You're right.
And that's coming from Nick Lowe.
He doesn't like Christmas either now?
No, he's the nicest man alive and he thinks you're ruining a lot of things.
Yeah. Wow. Other people.
My request would be that we talk about anything else in the world.
Like we pretend time doesn't exist while we're in this room?
All I do is I sing a little ditty and then we move on. We barely talk about it. If it were up to me, the whole hour would just be Christmas.
Just sing your song. I'm going to take my phones out.
I already sang it. I start the episode
can't hear
with
you.
A little
can't
ditty.
Can't hear you.
I don't know what you're saying.
For all he knows, you're talking about a Christmas tree. He has no idea.
All I'm saying is, can't take the Christmas away from me.
All right. I'm sorry I yelled. I know you enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, Skid, you're forgetting the one important thing here, which is this, Troy is the only person in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
So was,
well, I just think you have to remember, like being a parent, we're doing it for the kids. We're doing it for the Nish. I do it for them.
I do it for them.
It's not for me.
They want this?
It's not for me. It's for
them.
I
didn't sign up for that.
It's not for you either.
I don't think they signed up for that either.
I get emails daily from Nish members. Says it's like they're writing Dear Santa. They say, Dear Troy. And it's written in a crayon on a piece of paper. And they Photoshop it and email it to me. Dear Troy, I've had a really tough year. And I love the opening of your November and December shows. Because sometimes I forget that the greatest time of year is when we think about giving to others and not just giving to ourselves. And you remind me of that every time I sit down to listen to any episode of the Glass Cannon podcast. And,
and then you mail them back coal.
And then I say, don't thank me. Thank Jesus.
Oh, wow.
You know that lying is bad and you don't get any gifts on Christmas.
I'm not lying.
If you're a little boy who lies, you don't get any gifts.
I get people slide into my DMs with just thanks, just pure thanks for reminding them of the true meaning of Christmas. But if Skid doesn't like it, then I will just continue to do it.
Quietly. Do you ignore the people who slide into your DMs about Christmas the same way you ignore everybody else?
I no, what? I don't understand the question. So
I'm not gonna I honestly just, it would be refreshing at the end of the year to talk about anything else. Anything else. If there's so many options of things
there's
that
so many
could
things
talk about.
Like what?
We can talk about.
I mean.
We could talk about the weird little
airplanes.
Burp thing that
airplanes.
Kate did before we went on the air.
No.
I have
you know
a band
what?
Topic.
It's Christmas time.
No. Got her.
What's the topic, Troy? Let's go.
No,
off.
I'm just saying that like the bit is I sing a little song and then we move on. We barely talk about Christmas. Although on the episode that drops on December 23rd, I was hoping we could talk 10 minutes about Christmas, but I guess now we can't.
I mean.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about New
people
Year's.
Are welcome to listen back to the dozens and dozens of hours of Christmas. Discussion
of former Christmas cheer.
I'm going to find a way to make this work so that everyone will be happy.
All right.
You have to fix Christmas.
Especially me. This is going to be the story. How Troy saved Christmas.
Great. You're going to have to return to your hometown, reconnect with somebody from your past.
Yeah. We did this last episode.
Yeah, we're just repeating.
No, this is what's going to happen.
So many things.
I've got to go visit. Skid's going to leave the show, and I've got to go to, he's going to move back to Denver, and I've got to fly to Denver to try and convince him of the true meaning of Christmas, and then we'll fall in love with each other.
I like Christmas just fine. I just don't need to discuss it.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that it's late September and we're doing this? If we were recording this like we used to, closer to the actual day,
you'd
be able to tolerate
it? No, that's the thing. I think that because it is late September and knowing that this won't stop here, like this will keep happening for the next 3 months.
Like, what are you going to do when we record closer to Christmas, but that's going to air after?
I mean, I've thought about this. I've got
to
just talk about it leading up to the show, but not during the show. Because again, it's not for me. It's for America. And only America. Oh, God. Here's my band question. BLTs, overrated? Underrated? Rated.
Or rated.
Did you Google? Did you just like Google
ice breakers? This is going to get controversial.
Let me tell you.
He does.
Let me tell you why.
I'm
because
convinced he
I had a B. I did not. I had a BLT recently, and my wife and I went through a bit of a BLT craze a couple years ago.
I remember that.
And she was like, hey, you want to do BLTs tomorrow night? Remember when we did those? I was like, yeah, I'm going to Wegmans. I'll get the ingredients, the greeds, as I call
them. The B and the L on the T.
Oh, if only that was all that went on our BLT.
Well,
so
then you
again, I'm
something else.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Overrated, underrated, or rated? Joe, BLT.
Why
do I start with
it? It depends so enormously on the quality of the tomato.
He's going to delay.
If you have a Midland tomato,
delay. Questions.
I ready my action to punch Troy. When it comes around to me, just you wait.
Let's imagine it's a great tomato. I'm not saying like a BLT, but you don't know about the quality of the tomato. Just imagine a normally made good BLT. It's
Joe's
a good BLT.
Joe's imagining being in a restaurant.
Ordering a BLT.
So you order the BLT.
You can come. It can be very rated.
Is it
or it can be like, holy shit, this is fantastic. I'd say on average, I guess they're rated then.
Okay. All right.
Rated.
Matthew, imagine that you weren't a weird vegetarian and you ate bacon.
See, I was going to be generous in the way I answered this question. Now I'm just going to say BLT, fantastic sandwich. I missed them.
You just have an LT.
Yeah, yeah, an LT. An LT.
Someone stamps Lawrence Taylor's face on the bridge. It's an LT. Kate.
Coming off tackle.
You have an answer for this.
It's the other very popular opinion that I have, similar to I don't fucking watch movies because they're too long. I don't like bacon. Wow. So...
Doesn't like bacon, no. Doesn't like crispy
hush
fries.
Falls over.
Did you hear just the silence?
Is it fuck
the,
bacon.
Is it the crispiness? All right,
come on. It's one thing not to like it. You don't have to disparage a whole people.
Is it the crispiness that, because you don't like crispy
I
fries.
I just don't like the taste.
It's the taste, the flavor of bacon.
Yeah, like when,
salt.
When I worked at like a place that sold tacos, sometimes we'd make specials and I'd try it and I'd be like, this would be a great special if you did not put bacon in it.
Mm. I do agree that bacon has become like, it elevates the food. Like you add bacon to burgers, you add bacon to so many things, and I'm like,
I don't think it elevates the food. I think it just makes it taste like bacon,
right?
Yeah,
which is delicious, and so fine.
I think people say
that fucking piece of bacon in a Bloody Mary. You're telling me that's not the greatest?
No, it belongs in certain places. Mm-hmm. In a Bloody Mary is one of them.
No,
no,
no, no so bacon.
If somebody put bacon in your Bloody Mary, you'd be like, no, thank you.
Yeah. What about
you? No, would throw you. The whole Bloody
See,
Mary.
This
in
is
their
another
face.
Reason. So, not only does Michael eat my crispy fries and leave me with the soggy ones,
which
as
likes,
intended,
which
he'll
he
also eat the bacon that I don't fucking want.
What a wonderful relationship.
Match made in heaven.
What about turkey bacon?
What?
No, what's the flavor?
If you don't like bacon,
that's yeah, no, like, no, I don't like pork belly. I don't like ham. I don't like bacon.
No. That's what I'm saying. But turkey bacon is turkey.
But that's just like wrong.
All right, so overrated. BLTs are overrated.
Yeah, don't like it.
Why are you breathing like
Sydney,
that?
Sydney,
because he wants someone to say underrated.
Sydney, ready to action.
He's desperate.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm not desperate. I just really want, I want you to be honest with me.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Punch. I ready to punch.
You ready to punch?
Okay. Well, I was.
And finally, Skip.
So anticlimactic. No.
Free action. Can I talk about it?
Do you like them? Or you think like more people should like them? Or like, enough with the BLTs?
I'll be honest. I wasn't a huge sandwich person. I never understood like sandwich culture. It wasn't a go-to like meal or snack for me. Mm-hmm. Now I've become more of a sandwich person, dating Xavier, who really likes sandwiches. We go to like Italian delis and we get, you know, crazy sopressata, whatever, whatever. Sure. I think at this point in my sandwich career, I think they are overrated. They are a minimal sandwich, which I appreciate.
Okay.
But like Joe said, if the bacon isn't good bacon, the tomato isn't good tomato, you have nothing. You have a shitty, shitty sandwich made with like breakfast ingredients that you're using.
Yeah. Wrong. Like you can have an Italian hoagie with not very good tomato on it, and
it's
it'll
fine.
Be just fine.
Yeah.
But like it is so reliant on these three ingredients.
I'm also like,
have to be solid.
Bacon can be really bad. Are you guys a crispy or soggy bacon? That's the other question.
I like the soggy bacon.
I don't mind soggy.
I like a
fatty bacon.
We call
it
chewy, not soggy. Soggy ruins
people.
Soggy.
No, I want chewy. Drenched. I want like, my bacon.
But on actually, don't like teeth shattering crispy bacon.
But on a BLT, do you need it crispier? No,
maybe a little. I don't need BLTs because they're overrated.
I guess so. Skid.
Well, I think at this festive time of year, food and family is so important. I always think back to sitting under a Christmas tree and seeing that little BLT wrapped up in the bow.
Remember when you stocking?
It's just really.
It's just what I wanted.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful.
The smell of Christmas. Bacon.
Bacon under the tree.
And bacon under the tree.
Yep.
So rated, underrated.
I don't know.
You don't care.
What was the question?
I think they're underrated.
I knew you.
Of course,
that's why you brought it up. A good BLT is among the finest things in the world.
You can't. I mean, it's going back to simpler times, caveman days. Cavemen enjoyed a BLT.
No,
I don't think they can make bread.
You would have. So we make it.
That's really offensive.
My cavemen.
Father was a caveman. Sourdough
My
bread.
Father. They didn't have pigs to farm.
You get a nice...
They can make bread.
We'll deal with this in a second. Sourdough bread. Nice sourdough bread. Mayo. Maybe Duke's. Maybe Hellman's. Doesn't
I know
matter.
How to make a BLT.
Lettuce, tomato, bacon, American cheese.
That's not a BLT.
Yeah, that's a different sandwich.
BLT can be anything you want.
That's
BLT. Not...
You
no,
have it, to have the BLT.
That's why it's a silly conversation. It's like saying burgers. Overrated? Underrated?
Pasta.
There's a million different ways
Pasta.
You can have a burger.
What you just described is a kabilt.
Yeah.
Well, we used to make something at work called a blowgat, which was bacon, lettuce, onion, goat cheese, avocado, and tomato.
So that's a different sandwich.
That sounds good.
But they're all a BLT family. They are all in the BLT family.
Yeah.
The only requisite of a BLT is that it has B, L, and T.
So a bacon cheeseburger is in the BLT family.
Bad example.
Wow. No, that's
what you just said.
Because Matthew? Now that crosses over into burger territory. The minute you put a patty on there,
talking about
a
phylum. You're not talking about a family.
Yeah, this has become like a Venn diagram with 30 circles.
I think my friendship with all of you is overrated.
I thought you were going to unleash. I was like, oh, well, maybe Trey has some, you know, revolutionary BLT ingredient. Maybe he does something fun with the mayo. Maybe he mixes in a little, I don't know.
Chipotle mayo.
Yeah, maybe he does something a little spicy or maybe something. American he puts cheese. American cheese on it and makes a different sandwich.
We're fighting and it's Christmas.
He just said his friendship with us was overrated. He's the meanest one at the table.
The show is canceled. Christmas is canceled. We will not see you after the break.
So I recently learned that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat, which is horrifying. And that can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. And it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require three times less laundry. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Not that I have gross odors, but potential gross odors. Miracle sheets are also luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some five-star hotels. In my vast experience. Staying in five-star hotels. Also, just saying, Miracle Sheets could be the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with three free towels, you can get two gifts in one just in time for the holidays. So stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for you all. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo GCP at checkout, you'll get three free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP and use code GCP to claim your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/GCP to treat yourself, a friend, or loved one this holiday season.
Nash, I'm not going to lie, and this may shock you, but when I go out and have a few drinks, I don't bounce back the next day the way that I used to. I know, it's hard to believe. But seriously, there are times when I find myself forced to make a choice between having some drinks with my friends or having a great day the next day. Why can't I have both? Well, actually, I can now that I have found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics pre-alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I heard about ZBiotics, and frankly, I didn't think it would work. I took samples of it with us on tour when we went to Chicago and St. Louis, and I decided I'd give it an honest try, and I drank it before having drinks at the Chicago live show. And when I went to get in the van the next day for our drive to Missouri, I felt fantastic. I was up late the night before. I was having some drinks with the Nash, and normally I have a rough morning post-show. Not this time. It truly works, and I've already honestly recommended it to several friends. This holiday season, give your friends and family the gift that they will actually want and use. ZBiotics. It would be an amazing gift. It would be a genius gift. Go to ZBiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Shut off the cameras. We're no longer doing this show.
So devastated.
Troy, bacon, come out.
BLT was the last straw.
Troy, we talked and we all agree BLTs are underrated.
And we're
and we love
sorry.
Christmas and we want it. Give us a song. Give us a nice little holiday
song. I'd love to hear a Christmas song.
Come on, Troy, give
us a carol
with you.
I just want to say, look at how he's broken.
What if we all started singing and maybe like we'll horses. Raise him from the
oh,
dead?
Oh yeah, let's all sing and we'll get Troy to come back.
Oh, King Wenceslas looked down on the feast of Stephen. Oh, the snow was certainly. Long and brown, yeah. Deep music. And crisp and even.
Do you hear the music? Round of BLTs for my Christmas friends.
BLT shots all around.
I'm much more concerned about how I'm going to open the next two shows than I am this show.
No, look, don't go ahead, do your Christmas thing. Don't let the fact that it makes me want to kill myself stop you.
Thank you.
I want you to do.
Don't
what
think
makes
about
you
Skid killing himself. When you sing,
I'm gonna get creative with it, Skip.
Okay. I just want to say again, he's broken you all like horses.
Speaking of breaking you like horses,
what did you say? Like when you?
It's a weird visual in my head.
Yeah.
You're training them.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Sing.
She has stabling lore.
This episode is off the rails. We're all full.
I have stabling lore.
It's a deep cut nerd PF2E joke, if you're keeping up.
The bees that you killed last week had confectionery lore.
Did they really?
That's amazing.
That's
how they came up with all those epithets.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if there's confectionery lore plus six.
Sometimes I just wonder
if
there's
a
writer.
Baker, you would have that lore or something?
I just wonder if there's, I just picture a writer in sitting at their computer working for Paizo and just being like, thinking of weird lores to add to the list.
There are so many. It's a bee that eats sugar. Oh, confectionery.
Could have been honey lore. Nope.
No. Not honey. That was already taken.
Yeah.
Confectionery lore.
You guys, last week, after finishing the battle with the oak stewards and those crazy fey creatures, you were in this ransacked room. You took a peek upstairs. Seemed quiet, perhaps a little too quiet. You all go up there and look around and see that you're in this place that's all open to the air. You see the other two huts, two bridges leading to them. And then you're like, let's go back down. We need to rest. We need to recoup because we don't know what else is in here. So you rest. You barricade the doors. You put sort of traps on the stairs, Home Alone style, Christmas movie, to make sure that if anyone were to come downstairs, you would hear them coming. And then you get a good night's sleep as best as you can. You decide to go across the bridge to the north. You cross that bridge, you open the door, and you see these two bee-like fairy creatures that are just like, eating cake and cupcakes and getting
Food all over the map, too.
There's food all over the map.
There's
yeah,
a rolling pin. It's like a Where's Waldo of like
a There's like
kitchen.
A little cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Foundry maps for the premium Gatewalkers package are pretty fantastic.
Was there two versions of the map, one with the intact stove and one with the exploded stove,
same excellent question.
Yeah, did it explode?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, they decided to go with the exploding version here, which kind of
gave it away.
Yeah. No, because I couldn't see it. I wasn't in the room.
Well,
so
you know what? I just want to say I don't think I should have been so hurt because on the map, it looked like the stove already,
like it already blew. Yeah.
Here's how they do traps on Foundry. You'll see if I make it visible. There's the trap.
Oh, look at that.
Wait, do it again.
Oh, I do see it.
Do you see it up in the corner there? Cool. It just looks like a bear trap. So all the traps do that, and then I double click it and it tells
me. Lucky you got to move around to the other.
Oh, I have to go look.
Tells me all the information.
Oh, it was revealed to me because I wasn't in position before. Yeah. Oh, that is really cool.
And now it's gone.
Oh.
That's a fun little reminder of where the traps are.
I love all these little things.
Little things. Well, speaking of little things, Matthew, no. You open the door and you see another room here. It looks like the stores for the kitchen, similarly ransacked as the kitchen and as the workshop that you were in. Everything here is destroyed. You know, this used to be a wonderful, beautiful gnome commune, and now it's been taken over by not only Bolon and these rebel oak stewards, but these malicious fae. There is a basket about 5 feet wide with ropes leading up through a hole in the ceiling, and then another door to the south, which you already know from walking around outside, leads to yet another rope bridge and the final building on this level of the commune. What do you guys want to do?
We search. Oh, we'd love to search both rooms just to before we go up or down.
Yeah.
Deep perceptions, taking our time.
Do some perceptions.
19 for Talitha.
Dirty 20 for 18. Brother Ramius 21. Of Latria.
All right.
We're lucky.
So you
We have 18, 19, 20, 21.
Oh my God. Wow.
Skid,
can you do the 22 or 12. 17 for a
12 was close to 22.
That's a very large straight.
Yeah.
According to the Sydney math.
We've never had a Yahtzee. All right, start this one again.
Oh God.
All right. So that is all. Those are all good rolls, except for Skids. And you.
I'm meditating.
You're meditating. He's taking some time. He's not really paying attention to what you're doing. You're thoroughly searching both rooms. The kitchen is nothing. It's all broken foodstuffs. However, the storage room, it looks like it hasn't been searched as well as the search that you're giving to it. And you find a couple things. You find 3 minor healing potions.
Oh, I need that.
Huge.
Oh, I need that.
You find 5 tinder twigs.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And a magical... a bottle full of a magical liquid. And one of the things we're going to do on this show, just to kind of keep things moving, if it's like a simple magical thing, I'm not going to have you waste time rolling checks on it. And
identify magic.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother with that. Let's keep things going. It is a bottle of nectar of purification.
Oh.
That doesn't sound simple.
Yeah, see, Belish. It's not like a plus 20 Vorpal John.
Was that it?
Oh, it does purify food and drink.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Lucky asks, would you all mind if I just popped one of these healing potions?
Go ahead.
No, by all means, I'm sorry I couldn't have be more help.
No.
This should do the trick.
Pop.
Is that 1D?
What is it? Minor healing, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 potions. Well, now 2 potions of minor healing.
Yeah.
I should probably take the other one.
I'd like to be up in front with Lucky going forward. Can I take one?
Yeah.
In case.
Zephyr, do you think Zephyr is going to get to the point where her skill with the bow will outpace her skill with her fists, or are they going to scale at the same rate?
I don't know. I think it depends on my longbow, like if I get a better bow at some point, but I mean...
Maybe
my fists will always be better, because then I'll eventually also get better hand wraps.
Mm. Yeah, that's
so.
True. Well, I'm sure that there's also... class feats you're going to select along the way.
Yeah.
Like if there's any.
I have a plan.
Okay.
Everyone has a plan until they get punched.
Until they get punched in the mouth.
Until they get punched in the face.
But Zephyr is used to that.
That's true.
So. I healed 5 points. It's 1d8 per. Could I take another one? I mean, I don't have to.
You want to take it and use it?
I have 14 out of 20. I can hold off. But then I'd be using it in battle and wasting an action. But like.
Why don't you hold it till we get to the restaurant?
All right, I think I could do that. Does anybody else want to hold on to one? Who's going to need it? What do we think?
You can drink it if you want to drink it.
But we have 2 more. Does anybody else want one?
Yeah, you were taking one, weren't you?
Oh, you took one?
I took one because I figured I'd be...
Yeah. So you take one and I'm gonna drink the second one. Fucking 2.
Oh.
Do you need
So it's
last
just 1d8.
One?
That's the minor.
Per minor. healing potion. All right, but I'm back to 16. That's better than 9. Okay. I'm fine.
2 potions. Gone.
Brutal.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I need to... Is that worth a drop? No, not yet.
What does Tinder twist?
2 wasted potions.
You can start fire.
Yeah, they help start a fire. So Brother Amius is like, I'll take care of these. And he takes Tinder twigs.
Just tosses them out away.
The can Lucky inspect this basket I asked last time? Is the basket a pulley system?
Yes, it is indeed. Do you have like engineering lore or maybe even thievery to try and figure out?
Yeah.
Those are 2 very different skills.
Yeah, that's interesting that you asked for either of those.
I have thievery.
I do have thievery.
Oh, good.
I have thievery and legal lore. Does this help me?
You know, let's just try thievery for this.
Okay.
Your Honor, this is a simple pulley system. Let the jury see.
That's going to be a 21.
Okay, yeah. It's a simple pulley system, and you look at it to figure out, like, oh, okay, probably 2 of you could fit in there.
Pull yourself.
You pull yourself up to the top. You see how it works. It looks a little complex. It looks like there's, like, markings on the floor, like discoloration of 2 circles, and you think, oh, there used to be a ladder here, perhaps, and now it's been replaced by this. Did the gnomes do that? Did the new residents do that? You can't quite tell, but you think 2 of you could fit in there, and you know, and you could show everybody how to pull yourselves up. You could also just climb the rope, too.
So I'm just trying to get the timeline straight here. So this was just a gnome village.
Yeah. The gnomes made a deal, like all these different groups of gnomes made a deal with the Oak Stewards, I believe, to be able to come in and
have... The good Oak Stewards.
Yeah, the good Oak Stewards, to have sections of the forest that they could build on. And this one has been cleared out by Bolan.
Okay.
Talitha... Ramius, what do you think? I mean, me and Zephyr could go up, but we have no idea what's up there.
Go. Take a look.
Oh. There's also the door. We could keep exploring down here, but I don't know if we'll make a back around into this room.
Yeah, let's go up. I like it.
All right.
Okay. Well,
Zephyr?
We'll both get in the basket, I guess.
Go ahead.
Pull ourselves up.
We'll wait down here.
Let us know what you see. We'll be up shortly after.
I'll yell out the safe word again from the top,
which was
pineapple.
If you hear that coming down, you know you're in trouble.
It. Buggles, you'll know it.
I'll remember.
You look over to Leith, it's just like eating a scone.
See?
You seem busy.
A tisket, a tasket. You 2 go up the basket. Let's go to a new map.
Carefully and slowly and stealthily.
And stealthily.
Up the basket.
And quietly.
Now, I think that only the 2 of you should see this small room. Let me explain to you what you see. As you're going up the basket, you hear like... And you go into this room, and it's like there's a water tower in here. There's droplets of condensation beating along the exterior of a large catchment vessel in the center of the room, and occasionally that water drips onto the floor. The vessel is shaped like a funnel so that the top of it sort of balloons outward to encompass the entire ceiling and connects to a much larger catchment on top of the building. There are pipes covered in gauges and spigots snaking out from the tank in all directions that run along the floor and the walls. And it's just like piping and blowing out steam. And you figure that this is what's powering the windmill.
What's a catchment?
I think it's like a...
Like peppermint?
No, a catchment is like a...
I think it's more like a
basin, right?
Like a wintergreen mint.
Spearmint.
Catchment. The action of collecting water, especially the collection of rainfall over a natural drainage area.
Gutter.
Gutter. Okay, so, but there's a floor.
Yeah, so you're in the basket, but you could step into the room onto the floor.
I think I'll call down. Doesn't seem to be anything up here. Give us a sec.
I search for traps as I step around.
Yeah, I'd like to, like, do a... perception.
After the
I
stove.
Search for traps by stumbling around blindly.
I touch everything.
All right, put your dice down there. Are you guys trained in perception?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am, too.
Okay, what...
I'm an expert.
What is your perception?
+5.
You don't roll that.
I don't roll?
No, you don't roll that.
Oh, nice.
+5, and what about you?
I'm just trained. So plus three.
Plus three. Yeah, it does not. You don't see any hazards whatsoever.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, that's what he said, so I that's know. What my character thinks. So I guess just a once over of this room. I'm not sure we need to do anything in here, but
yeah, I
guess
was just going to do a perception. Unless you want to roll that as well.
No, I mean you're going to walk around the room and look and see what's what.
Yeah.
Okay. The minute the both of you get out of the basket to step onto the floor,
an oven explodes.
An oven explodes.
God damn it!
Another goddamn exploding oven.
If only it was an oven. Basically, seals on the water pipes that are running all along the floor. It's like crisscrossing everywhere. You both step on these, and they just like blow, and these water jets start flying randomly around the room, the type that could cut through flesh.
Oh, oops. My God.
That type?
So let's roll for initiative.
What?
Oh, my God.
We looked for traps.
And you failed at looking for those traps, unfortunately. This is going to be interesting. Before we get to initiative, one of you triggered this trap, and
it was me, wasn't it?
We'll say 1, 2, 3, Sydney, 4, 5, 6, Kate. Of course, it was Sydney. Before the encounter begins, a water jet comes flying out at you and misses, just zoom, slices right past your head. Now let's get into Anish. What did you roll? I'll put Talitha, Brother Ramius, and Buggles in there as well, just in case they can help at all. What did you roll, Lucky?
I rolled a 14.
14, okay. And Zephyr?
18.
18 for Zeph Meister. And then Talitha?
8.
8?
Oh.
Yeah, you're downstairs.
I rolled a natural 2.
Dang. Okay,
Brother Ramius?
14.
14. What was that noise up there? Was that skin being cut by water? Buggles?
She said 16.
16 for Buggles, okay. Let's get into it. It is the Reservoir Trap's turn.
Oh, it's called a reservoir.
Reservoir trap.
Okay, so it is going to start randomly firing off these water blasts. The first one, same thing. These are random. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This one's against Sydney as well. That's a 21 to hit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You take 10 points of piercing damage.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to go. I am going to go down really fast.
The second one goes against Kate. And it is a... Ooh, this could be a crit.
I swear.
A 27.
Not a crit.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Still going to be 10 points of piercing damage. And then the third one goes against you with a 1. And this is going to be... All right, probably a miss, a 16.
A miss.
Okay. Thoom, thoom, thoom. Randomly, these water jets are just flying from pipes all along the walls, the floors. And when it hit both of you, it literally, like, left blood. Oh. Blood is gushing out of your arm.
I mean, it took Lucky for, like, more than half her hit points.
Water!
So, like, it just, like, scraped her arm a little bit.
It is now Zephyr's turn.
yell the word. It's not good.
Don't come up here. I was originally just water almost critted me. She's crazy up here. I was originally going to be like, I'm going to try to shut this off. But like, yeah, the jet of water almost critted me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to leave on my turn.
I'm going to try to like jump back in the bucket.
Jump back in the basket?
Yeah.
Okay, jump into the basket and leave. Lucky up there to just
no,
slide
I'm not
down gonna
leave her up here, but I'm getting ready to
you sure
go
you
down.
Risk getting hit by that water? Now
I duck under the basket.
Okay, so you get in there and you
and I'm like, get in here, Lucky.
Okay.
We're going back down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's Buggles' turn technically. Is there anything you'd like to do? You hear the screaming?
I haven't heard the code word, which is...
Sandwiches!
Sandwiches.
Yeah, pineapple!
It's a pineapple. I haven't heard it yet, so...
Okay.
Pineapple!
I'm going to delay.
Brother Ramius, I assume you were, like, ready to step into the basket next.
Well, the basket's up there.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just, like, what's going on? Come back down!
Lucky? He's going to delay.
Lucky, I get into the basket.
You get into the basket? Are you sure you want to get into the basket?
Help me!
All right, so you get into the basket, and let me just make sure there isn't a check for you to pull yourself down.
Oh, I'm waiting for Zephyr to get
Oh, I
that person that. She used all three of her actions to get in there and get ready.
Well, she wasn't in on the map. I wanted to make sure before I...
Yes, luckily you were the one that rolled the engineering check so you can get down with ease. Shuk, 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 shuk. You get down to the bottom, and again, it's just...
What did you do up there?
And then it stops.
Oh, Lucky falls out of the basket. God's sake. There's a trap up there. There's definitely... We thought that there wasn't a trap, and we checked, but there definitely is.
The steam thing that's powering the windmill, there's, like, pipes all over the place, and I guess we stepped on one, and they just all went off. And
it's like
we're, like, both bleeding.
But it's water. It hit me, I think, in my kidney.
Oh, no.
Can you take a look, yes. Brother Amy?
Let me take a look.
Are you...
Ease down.
I'm bleeding.
Would anyone like
stay
to?
Still.
I don't know why it hurts so
I late. Said stay still.
Almost a crit. But he does successfully do 7 points of healing.
Oh, thank you.
Something over the period of 10 minutes.
Should, if the area is trapped, perhaps there's some sort of valuable mechanism up there.
No, yeah. I wouldn't call it a trap, Talitha. I believe they just broke a pipe.
They said trap.
Well, it seems to be over.
It felt like a trap.
I know, because they left. I think they made, there's some, it seems like it's protecting up there. Is that the sense you got?
Well, didn't you say you stepped on a pipe and broke it?
No. We didn't get really that far into the room.
Yeah, what actually happened? Like what?
What happened is we stepped on the floor and it went off.
There's lots of pipes all around and we just stepped on them.
What kind of knowledge do you have? What are your knowledges? You guys got a good look at it. So let's start with Zephyr and Lucky.
Stabling.
Legal.
Thievery.
Thievery.
Nature. Society. Stealth.
Intimidation.
Acrobatics. Right.
And anyone have any engineering whatsoever? An engineering background? Yeah. It seems strange, like it would be a purposeful trap. Just feels like that perhaps it was being used incorrectly and it definitely is what's powering the windmill and maybe the gnomes knew how to use it, but whoever's recently been doing it is like overtaxed it to the point where it's like out of control.
So maybe it's just bad.
Don't windmills usually power other things?
Perhaps.
So the windmill is powering something else.
Why would you need a powered windmill?
Well, maybe the windmill is
powering this.
The wind powers the windmill usually.
Yeah, and then
the windmill is powering
a water turbine,
some hydraulics.
Some hydraulic system maybe
pumping the water, eating the water.
Could be
eating it.
I don't know.
Was it superheated?
If it's like,
or was it just the force of the water that cut them? There was no burning.
Force of the water.
The water wasn't hot.
No.
Oh, it just looked like steam. Okay, so it was just really hard water.
She's making fun of your trap.
I'm going to use healing potion I just had.
I didn't add this trap to the adventure.
Don't they have for like cutting diamonds and stuff? It's water. It's like the water laser.
Yeah, they have industrial like water cutters.
Yeah, those are insane.
Yeah.
Isn't that for friction though?
No. Well, not when you use the water to have the blade.
It seems, no, it's...
I'm pretty sure
I know how to cut diamonds. At all.
Water laser.
Talitha is going to go investigate this door to the south.
I'm taking my healing potion that I have.
Well, Brother Amius is going to talk to...
Four.
To Lucky and just... do you know of any way to fix it? Could you disable it or something like that?
I don't know. When I checked it, I didn't see any part that was like a valve, a turn-off valve or anything. It just seems like a mess of pipe.
It's a mess up there. I mean,
have a look.
You can go look, just don't step out of the basket.
I'd like to take a look.
Who has thievery?
I do.
We both do.
Send him back up.
No, I think you need to take a closer look. Send him back up.
Back in the box.
I'll explore the space.
I'll go back up, but I'm not stepping on that floor.
I'll go up with you.
Do you think you could disable it from the basket?
Let's go up.
I got.
And we will get in and
hurt.
Go up.
I wouldn't step out the basket again.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
So Troy, we'll go back up.
Who's going up?
Brother Ramius and Lucky.
Brother Ramius and Lucky. You go up, and we'll.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I got to put you.
May I see it, sir?
Let me see it.
Sure.
Like a really great goblin.
All right, he'll look over
from
this.
From the basket.
If Zephyr dies.
From the basket. He'll look in the area. He's going to do a perception roll. If you want to do it blind, you can. But he's going to do a perception roll on the situation and see if it's just where they happen to stand, if there are places you could step without setting off these things, or if it's just a timed sort of thing. You know.
What's your perception? You trained, expert, master?
Trained.
Okay.
Plus seven.
Yeah, I mean, there are spaces between the pipes that you could stand stand on, like to maneuver about the room. It would take some careful footing, but it's possible. If it is triggered by stepping on the pipes, then you could walk around. But just a general perception on the room, you look, and it's like, it is weird. Like, why is this connected to the windmill at all? But then you think about, like, as a well-read weirdo, that gnomes are notorious tinkerers. And so maybe they were like, oh, let me see if I can take this water tower and turn it into a windmill gravity bong or something like, and maybe it went awry. Like, it's that not crazy to think that, like, a gnome would have, that gnomes, especially they've
been tinkering with this.
Yeah, just trying to do something else with it. That's classic gnome behavior. Now, if they're the ones that caused this problem or if it was being overtaxed by the news residents, that's unclear. But it does seem like the tank isn't making the same noise it was when you came up the first time, so maybe
Maybe the pressure was relieved.
Can I just do a thievery check on top of that to see if there's any, like, turn-off valves or, like, a way that you could...
For sure.
...not get hit by water? That's a one.
Man, crushing it lately.
Wow.
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 You think the only way to really find out is to start walking around her?
Brother Ramius, if you want to take a step out there, I would commend you.
It seems to me as if it's already run its course.
He's looking around.
You think so?
I think I see a few places I could step. I'd like to try.
And he's just going to take a step on one of these places between the pipes that seems safe.
Okay. So you
gingerly
step out of the basket onto the floor, straddling a pipe, and nothing happens.
And he'll take another step toward the northeast.
Take another step to the northeast.
Just looking around this room in the parts where he wasn't able to see because of the on the other side of the tree trunk.
Yeah, revealing a little bit more of the room. You notice now, and nothing happens when you take that step, but you see that there is a window to the west that has like a rope, a single rope extending up to another hut. That's like elevated higher than this level. It's not like a third level. It's just the hut up there is higher than this one.
Like a split level?
Yeah, like kind of like a split level.
Ranch. It's a ranch treehouse.
Going down into this window.
Just a rope?
Yeah, a rope connecting the two windows.
Zip line.
All right, can I move like to that line. Window?
Yeah, for sure.
Lucky, look here. There's a window and perhaps a connection to another hut.
All right, I'm going to step on the ground. Just,
yes, right there. Right there.
Okay.
Carefully.
Okay.
Imagine you're a cat and step step gracefully.
Letha is not helpful and not funny.
And you can...
I'm sorry, I just can't see it on the map. Am I anywhere near where this window
see it
is?
Now,
it's down. I see. It's right by the basket.
Yeah, southwest.
Got it. Ah, whoa.
Oh cool.
Amazing.
You can see out the window.
Okay, so it's like a tightrope, like a zip line.
Yeah, zip line,
but the one that it connects to is higher than
it's
where
higher,
we are.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So you could technically climb the line. It'd be tricky, and it's a pretty decent drop all the way.
Yeah, and Ramius is not an athlete by any stretch, so he looks across and he's like,
you could probably easily get across that, couldn't you?
Is the other window open? Can I see?
Yeah, there's like a curtain on it.
I don't know if I should go in there without everybody else.
No, of course not. I'm just saying, keep it in mind. If we find ourselves on the other side, it might be an interesting way to move between huts.
Also a good escape if next door goes awry.
Or
it might just be fun.
All right, you're like downstairs yelling, or it could be fun.
It could be fun.
All right.
Someone say zip line.
I think we should go back down, head over toward that building, and see what there is to see upstairs.
Sounds good. Lead the way.
And we'll get back in the... Well, I do want to... If I can find a safe... What I feel is safe passage, I want to go all the way around to the other side of the trunk.
You're walking gingerly around. And yeah, if you do that, you take one more step there.
Yeah, look at that.
And you see a door.
It's a door!
To the south, which you know from being outside will lead to the rope bridge that takes you to the area where that staircase
led up. The original hut. That we were in. Okay.
No. Look, Lucky, I think I know where this goes.
Door's closed now.
He's going to open the door.
There you go.
All right. It's all coming together.
How fucking cool is this?
This is
an awesome level. Awesome level design.
Really cool.
Yeah. This bridge, this way. Should we go this way?
No, because that leads back to where we started. We should stay here, go back down, then enter through the southern door that we haven't opened yet.
You're right. You're right. Of course. Back in the bucket. And then chunk, 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 chunk.
Back in the bucket.
Down. Nice.
Yes. All right, a little recon.
Yeah, a little reconnaissance.
All right, so you've got one more door that you have not opened yet.
And Talitha Talitha's on it.
Talitha will open the door.
You open the door, and you see another small rope bridge leading to another building, another hut. And there's no door there. It's just an opening leading in.
Okay.
Perception check into the room. Hear anything? See anything? Any movement? Anything at all? 18.
No.
This is a huge building.
Yeah. From what I can see, it looks like benches at a long table. Maybe like some sort of mess hall or dining
hall. Mess hall or a chapel.
But this is like, it looks like twice as big as... Yeah. The two other spaces we've been in so far combined.
Combined, yeah. It looks massive.
Well, this looks like this would be the... When we first came up and fought and met those oak stewards that we fooled.
Yeah.
This was the western wing.
They told us not to go into.
Oh, right. But here we are. Troy, on the map, this rope bridge seems to have been damaged or repaired. Is that just fun drawing, or is that... Do I observe...
That it's like unstable.
Yeah, like the branch, it looks like, is broken through it or something.
Yeah, I mean, the branches are all sort of growing through. You saw that on the floor on the other side last week. The branches are growing through onto the floor.
So it didn't fall through.
Yeah,
it was designed to build around the existing branch.
I mean, they're all kind of, they all feel a little shaky, but you look okay.
All right. Okay. Lucky, I'll follow you.
I'll take the lead. And she heads forward past Talitha and gracefully, carefully walks across this bridge towards the building. When she...
Zephyr, what are you doing? Are you bowing it up in the back, or are you moving up forward and doing...
I don't know, because I'm still down a little bit. The healing potion only gave me 4 hit points.
Oh, well, I can... I'll treat wounds on you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Down.
Yeah. Or attempt to, anyway.
6.
Oh, man. Gotcha. That's 2 1-point away from crits. Minimum.
Minimum.
Which is?
2.
Oh, sick. Well, I'm down a little less now. But, yeah, I was planning on, from now on, just kind of not using my bow alongside Lucky. But this room looks bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, the range might be...
So you're staying behind.
Yeah, there's room for you to kind of do your thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have my bow out.
Okay.
Cool. Lucky
is... We're following you, Lucky.
...running up and then doing the thing, like, in an action movie where she gets around, like, a doorway, and she, like, tucks, you know, like, around and looks to see if there's anything there. As if she had a gun, she would hold it.
Yeah.
Well, you probably SWAT team. See something in the room there as you come on.
Oh, boy.
Let me explain the room first.
I don't see anything.
Neither should
I. Only Lucky and
all I hear is Matthew go, oh boy.
On the western wall, it appears that Tinkerbell has joined the fray.
Oh no.
Let's talk about the room first. It's a dining hall of sorts, maybe a gathering hall. There is a long wooden table like what Talitha saw. It's lined with benches. You see assorted musical instruments lining the walls. The lute, the... electric guitar, stand-up bass. One could imagine...
The Orbo.
One could imagine that the gnomes probably use this room to sing and dance and do weird gnome shit.
This is the venue?
This is the venue.
This is the venue.
This is where they jam. But obviously the gnomes
it's
have
nice
been...
Venue.
The acoustics
good
are amazing.
Good acoustics.
Yeah, it's built really well. The gnomes have obviously been displaced, and there's a noticeable lack of joy in the room as you enter. There are two doors leading south, one on the west side and one on the east side, kind of at an angle on the southern wall. There is a little fairy creature kind of floating in the air over near the western wall, and you come in. She goes,
"Oh, hello! You startled me. What are you doing here?"
And Lucky says, "We're reporting to Bolon."
"Oh, Bolon. Oh, he's the one that has taken this place from us. A terrible man he is. Is it just the two of you?"
"Yes, it's just the two of us, and we're here..."
This is going really well.
Go on.
Made all the right choices. Let's keep cooking.
Before this conversation goes any further, can I roll a perception on her reaction to Bolon to see if she's being genuine about...
Sure, I'll roll it in secret.
I am also doing the same. I'm trying to before I say it's just the two of us. I am trying to get a read on her.
Plus six for
plus
before
five.
I open.
And I'm an expert
with a blatant lie that is disprovable in 1 second.
Two lies.
If she takes a step to her right, it will be disproven.
You certainly didn't get anything of her reacting to the name Bolon.
Forgive me, are you one of the original inhabitants?
Original is an interesting way of putting it. I am an original inhabitant of the forest, as are all we sprites. What is your name, traveler? Come, sit on these benches. They are sturdy.
What the?
Perception on the benches for traps.
Yeah, seriously.
And this is what she looks like.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Hello, please, come.
She's cool.
Is she tiny?
Yeah.
She's tiny. Oh.
Is she mechanically tiny?
Yeah, is she
mechanically tiny?
Yes. Come.
You are very kind to offer us... nice cheese. Cheese. Is that what you're serving? Cheese. Excellent. Yes, we love cheese. However, we're a bit pressed for time.
I understand.
We're in search of Bolon.
I'm going to step into the room.
Oh, another traveler. And what is your name, good sir?
I am Brother Ramius. What is your name?
My name is Jibby.
Jimmy.
Shibby.
Jibby.
Shibby.
My father was Jibby. I'm Jibby. Jibby. Jibby the Sprite.
Jibby the Sprite. Mrs. Sprite.
Oh, just Miss.
Miss Sprite. Oh,
divorced.
Pardon. Oh, sorry.
It's a long story.
Sorry about that.
Sorry to hear about that.
Jibby.
Is there a Mr. Chibby?
Is there a Mr. Chibby that
not
I could
anymore.
Speak to?
Is he dead?
Chibby, I'll be straight with you.
All right. Shucks.
We're looking for both. We're looking for Bolon. What the fuck? We're looking for Bolon because we believe that his forces of these oak steward deserters are ruining the forest.
Hmm.
And we think that he should be destroyed.
The forest is my home!
Of course, and you wouldn't want it destroyed by the likes of Bolon, would
you? No, absolutely not!
I think...
Are there more of you over there?
I think that you and I have similar interests.
Hmm.
As do my friends here.
I see!
Have you seen Bolon lately? Recently?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. Here, let me come a little closer.
Oh,
Bolon, yes, I have seen him recently. I have seen him, and you'll see him.
Talitha will flank
him.
Out as she gets closer. I flank out to the along the northern wall.
In hell!
Oh no! Come on!
Really?
Can you just make anyone nice?
Can we talk to anyone?
Can anyone be nice?
When she saw more people like piling in the back,
I had high hopes.
Like,
I was trying to lie and said we only had two so she wouldn't be freaked out. And then you guys were like, no, we have more. I have a high deception. Let me lie. You.
Joe was like, wait, what? Is there something in there?
Joe literally went, I'm going to come into the room after Sydney said two people. He heard me say it.
Dude, it is an open door. Talitha is right next to me and she starts talking with somebody that I can't see. Like, I'm not staying back there.
Just a reminder, this initiative is brought to you by Norse Foundry.
Norse Foundry for all your random number generating needs. Norse Foundry.
Norse Foundry.
Other big shout out to our sponsors, Demiplane and Foundry VTT. Yeah. They've been making everything so much easier for both the players and the GM.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into it. Buggles, what'd you roll?
22.
Yeah. Lucky.
Dirty 20.
For a total, 20.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what that would be.
Dirty total.
Go on.
Dirty.
Talitha.
25.
25 for Talitha. Zephyr.
15.
15 for Zephyr. Brother Ramius.
9.
9 for Brother Ramius. All right. Well, it is Chibi's turn! So Chibi is going to unleash. Good thing Talitha slid out of the way there, because Brother Ramius... Well, let's see what this cone is going to look like.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Love a good cone.
All right, 15-foot cone. Let's really get into Foundry here. Let's get my cones on.
Don't say that.
I wish you wouldn't.
find another way to say that.
I can't.
For the sake of Foundry.
Cone,
for the sake of the sponsorship.
Got a beautiful cone template here for a 15-foot cone of a little spell known as Color Spray.
I'm not
sure if you're familiar with a Color Spray. Lucky and Brother Ramius, give me a will save.
I don't think I've encountered this in second edition.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Chibi!
Will save. Come on, brother!
No!
Oh, no.
Two looks of sadness.
Oh, no.
What'd you get?
I got a 14.
14. And Lucky?
I got a 5.
Oh, no.
Failure and critical failure. Brother Ramius is stunned one, blinded for one round, and dazzled for 1 minute.
Oh, my God.
Dazzled is fine. Doesn't mean anything.
Lucky is stunned for one round and blinded for 1 minute.
Wait, stunned one or stunned for one round?
Stunned for one round. I think it's your stunned one.
So you lose an entire round.
Yeah, stunned. Oh, that's what it is. You're not stunned one.
It's a big difference.
You're stunned for a round and then blinded for 1 minute. So you're blinded.
Absolutely brutal.
For the combat, you are stunned one, blinded a round, and dazzled for a minute. So just make sure you add those
conditions
to your John. Wow, that worked out really well. That's the best use of color spray I've ever had in my life. And then she's going to go ahead and, like, fire. You see this, like, an orange glow about her that starts to swell, and she just fires something in the direction of Talitha, a little spark over towards you, natural 20.
Oh, my God.
Rocks! Rocks for sale! Get your rocks! Named character as well. Thank
Chibi's
you to Norse Foundry. Eric from Norse Foundry sent me
this
beautiful
Chibi.
Red Sox dice.
What is this? Is this a ranged mundane attack or is it a magic attack?
It's a ranged. It's not. I wouldn't call it mundane.
I wouldn't call it
that's,
mundane.
Subjective.
Okay. In that case, we will go to Ullius.
I'm going to enact just for. Oh, no. I haven't acted yet. I can't use a reaction.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
We'll go to Ullius. That's not true.
I can use a reaction?
It's up to Troy.
Damn it.
I was going to do Eerie Flicker, which gives a flat... It's a DC5 flat check to see if I phase onto the ethereal plane.
I'm not going to allow it this time. In this case. As written, you're not supposed to do it, but you can kind of fudge it.
What do you mean you're not supposed to do what?
You're not supposed to get reactions beforehand as written.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but you can interpret it that way. Basically, I think the way they do it is if you're clearly surprised by the event, you know, but if you saw it coming, you don't have to. You can get your reactions ahead.
Yeah.
Ullius from Seattle, Washington, eating away at your confidence. Your shot misses wildly, making you... It's not a fumble, right? It's a goddamn crit.
Bitch!
Elias!
Elias!
You spelled your name wrong, too. You spelled your name wrong. That's not a real name.
We'll come back to you. We'll come back
Elias.
To you.
Elias.
This one is from Arrow in the Knee in Seattle.
Arrow in the Knee.
It's called Arrow in the Knee. Your shot hits your target and embeds itself in their knee. Normal damage. And the target is slowed one for 1d4 rounds. The creature also takes 1d4 persistent bleed for 1d4 rounds.
Normal damage,
but persistent bleed and slowed one.
All right, so this is brutal.
Oh, that's going to kill your device strategy.
All right, well, here's the good news. It's only 1 point of fire damage.
Okay.
So basically, this like spark comes out, hits you in the knee, burns your pant leg, and it cuts through that you start squirting blood from your knee. That's how we're going to interpret this.
1d4 bleed, you said?
1d4 persistent bleed for 1d4 rounds. So it will end on its own, as this one is written.
Okay.
All right, so I'll
if
add
you don't
that.
End it before.
And it's 1d4, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just add that to your Johnski. You won't take that damage now, so you only take 1 point of damage, but you are slowed on top of everything else.
Thank you, Arrow in the Knee.
Thanks, Arrow.
And that is her turn. Of course... Is she the only enemy in this room?
Why would you say that?
It's an interesting question, Kate, and we'll find out after this break!
It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a ball trimmer sent from space. Gentlemen, our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0. We are talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultrasphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code GCP. High tech for low places, Manscaped. I'm a man of a certain age. I don't have a ton of experience in grooming down in that area. I was a little afraid of it, but I have to say the product that they sent me, the sponsors sent me, made it about as easy and as I could have expected. They took a lot of the pain out of it. The process AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advancement the world has seen in the past decade. Every man knows how scary it can get when going for a close shave below the belt. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Inside this package, you'll find the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. We also have dual LED spotlights to provide contrast on multiple skin tones, three length-setting combs, and oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Also inside this package features the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop soother toner, and two free gifts. The Weed Whacker 2.0 also features skin-safe technology, which helps prevent Nick Lowe, snags and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations, the Crop Soother Aftershave Lotion, and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafe Ball Deodorant. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 5.0, the Manscaped Boxers 2.0, and the Shed 2.0 Travel Bag. Bring your travel and comfort game to another level. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. I can promise you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at Manscaped.
She is, in fact, not
oh my God.
The only enemy in this room, because emerging out of perhaps invisibility next to Lucky is a little creature that looks like this.
It's her ex-husband. It's her ex-husband!
She lied.
Oh.
This is like Fern Gully right now.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like a shrimp man.
If a cockroach was a centaur.
Yeah. Like, he's half hot and half gross.
Yeah, half hot, half... Ugh.
I have him listed in the initiative as weird flying man crab fairy.
I mean, his legs do look kind of crab-like.
Yeah.
Like, if he were a lobster.
Crabs are roaches of the sea, right?
That's true.
He is coming out of invisibility, so he will be catching you off guard, or flat-footed, as it were.
She's blind. She's already blind. Off guard.
Yeah, you're already blind, so it doesn't matter.
I'm blind!
And he's just going to come up and just punch you in the face.
This little fairy.
And probably misses with an 11, although your AC's taking a hit.
That does miss.
That does miss. He's like, oh, I guess that's not going to work.
Oh, wait. My AC is taking a hit. Because I'm blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. It's not on my sheet, but how much would it be taking a hit for?
I don't think it'd be that low.
It basically
makes you flat-footed.
Okay, let me see if I can modify that. Just
-4 to perception.
Yeah, what's the blind? Let me look up the blind.
No, it does not make you flat-footed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, now you are flat-footed.
But all terrain is difficult terrain.
Okay, right. But you said because he surprised me, I am flat-footed.
You are flat-footed, so you'll okay. -2 to your AC, and 11 still wouldn't hit that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it should make you flat-footed.
I
believe you that that's what the rule is, but I think it should logically make you flat-footed, I think.
Well, Skid, I think
I'm not going to argue too strenuously about it under these circumstances. I'm just saying.
I think this should be harder.
All right, so seeing that little punch from his tiny fist didn't work, his legs start, like, scraping together in the back.
Oh, he's going to do a little cricket thing.
Legs. And then they're, like, just going... And it starts, like, this music starts coming out of him.
Really?
Everybody roll a will save.
Oh,
this is
just
horrifying. This is ridiculous. This is a nightmare.
We've never really dealt with a lot of fae on this network, honestly.
I think we've dealt with entirely too many fae.
Dude, that work? I am so... Matthew, you're going to get this die right in the head.
You said Will?
Will, yeah. Let's take it around the horn, starting with Buggles.
9.
9, okay.
18.
I got an 8, and I'm looking at my bottle cap.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I think I might use it.
I would hope
honestly, yeah. I'm using it.
Okay, 8.
Oh no.
9.
Okay. It's better than an 8. You could just put that bottle cap a little closer to me. That'd be great. Thanks so much, Steeler. All right, so we got a 9, an 18, a 9.
22.
A 22. Ooh.
And a 13.
And a 13. Okay. That would have been a critical fail.
You did the right thing.
Huge
Instead,
roll.
It's just right a thing. Fail. So we got fail, succeed, fail, huge. Succeed. What is yours?
13.
Fail. All right, so those of you succeeded, no effect. Those of you failed, you are flat-footed and take a 10-foot status penalty to your speed as you just can't help but dance to the music. There's something catchy about this weird little leg tune that is getting into your mind, and you're just like so river dancing.
Brother Ramius and Blind Lucky are dancing.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
But
oh, I am.
Zephyr with her bow.
Zephyr, very out of character right now, is dancing.
Talitha is not sure what to believe.
I wish that I could see it, but I can't.
Can only imagine Brother Ramius is such an awkward dancer.
All your books.
What's his move? Oh, God, it's a lot of...
For the listening audience, you don't want to watch this section.
Have you ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where Elaine is trying to dance?
Kind
of
like that.
Little kicks.
A lot of thumbs.
I mean, the thing is, it's like you're obviously not like, oh, what a catchy beat. You're dancing. It's something that's infecting your mind. You're river dancing. So I'll let you know how long that goes on. Right now, consider for the rest of your lives. The rest of you who succeeded will no longer have to roll saves against that. He still has one action left because he's so cool. And he is going to just be like, in the direction of Talitha. And with the multiple attack penalty, this is going to be a miss with a 9.
What did he do? Shout at
me? Like a weird little dissonant note came out of his mouth. Mind you, he's like this big and just floating there with his little crab shrimp legs. And now it is Talitha's turn.
Talitha is going to devise a stratagem and attempt to attack the crab ferryman.
I like that we're calling him a crab. He has way too many legs.
Cricket crab ferryman.
Okay. I'm a crawfish.
Okay, I will use that to now attack with my second action. That is going to be a 24 to hit.
Nice. 24 is a hit.
Okay, which gives me my strategic strike with the rapier. That is going to be 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
And that is your turn.
So weird.
Buggles, you're on
Buggles,
the,
I mean,
on the bridge.
You gotta save us.
Dancing away.
Boy.
He's got the minus 10 to the speed now, too.
I take it back. That is... might be a 26, actually.
Is that a crit?
Let me just activate here. Oh, no, I already put it on.
All right.
Never mind.
Before we go to Buggles, 2 points of bleed and give me a flat check.
Right. 10 on the flat check.
Brutal.
Well, how many rounds? Did you roll the D4 for how many rounds?
I didn't. This was from the crit, right?
Yeah.
2 rounds.
2 rounds.
What about this? What about the slowed? Was that 1D4 rounds as well?
The slowed, yeah.
Wait, who was slowed for...
Slowed 1 for 1d4 rounds.
And who is slowed? Oh, Lucky is slowed for the
And I am
round.
Too.
Or, I'm no, stunned. I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a lot of conditions stunned, already floating around there. Okay.
How many rounds am I slowed for? Or are you going to make
Just got to roll a d4.
Is it for slowed? Oh, it said 2. Or is that for the bleed?
That was for the bleed.
What was the slowed?
You could just make it the same.
You can make it the same if you want.
But what was the slowed? Was
slowed that the... 1 for that for 1d4 rounds.
Is the same
this is part of the... Okay,
it
part
was
of the...
slowed and bleeding.
Okay, so... 4 rounds.
Oh.
No.
Oh, awful.
No.
All right, well, 1 down. 3 more to go.
Yeah, 1 down, 3 to go. And
I've never known you to be an optimist.
Only 1 to go on the bleed. Now it's Buggles' turn. Sorry, Bugs.
All right, Buggles is just like doing a little jig.
Oh, my God.
Crying. I don't like this. And he's going to hop his way into the room. I and he can finally see what's going on.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
It's not looking good.
Where is the Tinkerbell-ish lady?
She's right in the middle of the room there.
Oh, I see. Okay, then Buggles is going to summon a ball of flame into his little hand and toss it at her. Okay, that is a 24 to hit.
24 is a hit.
Okay. Nice. All right, that's 7 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And then with my third action, he's going to zoom psychic shield. Zoom psychic shield.
All right. It is Lucky's turn.
I'm stunned.
Good turn. It is now Zephyr's turn. Are we ready for that lucky drop?
I will say
I've
that.
I've been waiting, like, literally every die roll that she's made.
I can't wait to hear what it is. I will say that it's really cool to look at the map, though, once you added the blinded condition, because now everybody is wavy circles, and it's all black and white. It's very fun.
Yeah, check it out at home there. This is cool. What Lucky sees.
Yeah, but it's cool. I can't see shit. It's awesome.
Wow, cool. I don't want that.
It's funny. You also get, like, a faint memory of the room.
Yeah,
like
I have cool. Like blind sense, sort of like I know there was a table over there.
So fucking cool. All right.
All right.
Zephyr, what do you got?
Well, I shimmy into the room here.
Ooh.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
And I've got 15 feet of movement speed because I'm a little busy dancing. I think I want to move. I don't want to like group up with everyone because I've seen them use like at least one area of effect thing. And so that was one action. Zephyr's pissed.
How could you be pissed with this music?
I don't want to dance. This is awful. And she can't like bottle her rage anymore.
Oh.
So you just see like her limbs just like start to they tense up and they just kind of like break into like, you know those maned wolves that are, like, have the long limbs or whatever? Like, it kind of does that.
Oh, yeah.
So her limbs get longer.
Her limbs just get kind of wild. I have this is her deviant feet, and I don't think she's ever used it.
Let's
I don't
go.
Think she knows she
Let's
has it. I
dance.
Think that she's mad, and it's happening.
Whoa.
You know? She gets up to this thing, two actions, Titan swing. Her limbs just like, bah, 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 and she looks at this fairy. She's like, fuck you.
poor little Chimmy.
And I use two actions to do this and make a melee strike.
Melee?
Melee.
Melee. A little melee.
Melee.
Strike.
Melee strike against
you
this
throw worms at
fucking fairy.
All right, so you come into the room, you do this, and then boom.
Boom. Trying right. to hit this fairy in the face.
Oh, Caitlin Stamos.
I'm saying my whole name.
I'm disappointed in you.
When I do
name.
Bad things.
That's why I
do you
that.
Want one of mine? I have two.
They
rolled
they're
a
not,
natural one.
I know. Do you want one of my... You can't share? I take this back, actually.
If only you'd use Kev to save the one.
That's
that
only the start of the bad
I need.
Yeah, critical fumble for
you
a
also
name.
Have to roll for
Oh, the deviant John.
The flash... Not flashback. What's it called? The
setback?
Called. Do you have to roll it before? Like, does can it interrupt the use of it? It's a flat
no,
check.
No, we did this last time. It works, but then you have an issue.
If yeah, so can you just roll that flat check real quick for triggering this?
14.
Okay, so you're good, but now the if you use it again today, it's a DC 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Flat check, I think.
It go, or 11. It's 11. Started at 10, it goes up to 1. All right, but a critical fumble.
All right, critical fumble from Richard in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan?
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
It's Sheboygan.
All right, Richard from Sheboygan. Oh, no.
Not
again. In the infinite improbabilities of the universe, a pot of petunias appears in the sky above your head. It hits you.
What?
It's a Hitchhiker's Wait. Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Oh, no, not again. That's the last thought of the flowers, is it?
Yes. So a pot of petunias appears in your sky. It hits you and deals 2d6 bludgeoning damage.
No.
Who
is
doing
this? Is this
these?
Adjusted for a level 1 character?
Exactly. Like, you don't ever put in damage numbers that are not adjusted for level.
Some Frankly, I'd like to praise this guy. That seems good.
Can we change it to 1d6?
2d6?
Yeah, 1D6? And then you... Yeah, 2d6.
That could...
Not bad. 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. Terrible craps roll.
Yep, not a good
And
craps
then,
roll.
You must roll a fortitude save.
There's more.
What are you going to do? Throw up?
What else could happen?
I don't know. It's already ridiculous.
13.
That is a fail, and you are dazzled for one round.
Dazzled. I mean, this makes sense. This is the first time it's like kind of happening uncontrollably.
Yeah.
So she probably doesn't know what's
going on. It's probably like
damage
to her body just yeah. going through this right now.
Yeah. The
dazzled
way,
for one round?
Yeah.
Dazzled, yeah.
The way I'm going to interpret that is that a portal didn't open and this dropped out of the sky. As your limbs were elongating, you bumped into a shelf and a planter fell on top of your head. Kind of like, and that's why you missed
yeah.
and now you're dazzled. All right. Sorry, Zeph. Can Ooh. Brother Ramius right the ship? It's
Dude,
a little hairy
this is
here.
Scary,
I doubt
yeah.
it.
Brother Ramius is dancing.
Something's happening to me!
Like, he can't see anything. He's blind. He's auto-dancing.
I wish I could unsee that.
It's a horrible situation. He will.
Face.
He will attempt to. He will attempt to right himself and remember his training, his focus, his connection with Gruhasta. Prayer will set you free.
Remember,
he's going to focus even
this.
As his legs continue to dance. He is going to ask for the keeper's blessing. Keep us, save us, and this magical divine energy begins to form all around him as the keeper begins to bless all of us.
Ooh.
He casts bless.
Oh, nice.
And anybody within 5 feet of me gets a +1 to hit.
Ah.
At the moment.
Awesome.
So yeah, then that's two actions that I'm slowed. Or stunned one. So that's all he can do.
Great. So Buggles and Lucky will get a +1 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Thank you.
Wait,
I'm too far away.
+1 status bonus to attack rolls while within the emanation. Yep.
Which is just a 5-foot burst.
5-foot burst.
5-foot emanation. Yes. but it can grow. It's almost like he starts to become a beacon, and the light is starting to, like, reach out. Currently, if you're within 5 feet, you get this bonus. You might think if you get closer to Brother Ramius, you'll be invigorated and get this bonus, status bonus.
It is Chibi's turn. Chibi almost fell at the hands of Zephyr, the long hands of Zephyr, but instead, Chibi is still alive.
Beaufort, we have them! They are blind! Let's finish them!
And she takes her rapier and goes to stab at Zephyr. This tiny little, like, toothpick, just, ah! Fuck you! That is going to be a 19 to hit.
That is exactly...
Oh no.
My AC.
You're going to take 1 point of piercing damage and 1 point of fire damage. That glow that's coming off her is, like, going on to the rapier and hitting you. And then she will take a step back diagonally and fire off that same spark that she fired at Talitha at you that hit critically and caused her to bleed.
Watch out. Watch for your knee.
And that is going to be...
They go for the knees!
Even with the map, that's a 20 to hit.
Oh, my God.
Just on fire here, literally. But only 1 point of fire damage. So the damage wasn't that bad. But she did hit you.
The crits, bleed, and additional effects have been way worse than the actual damage.
Yeah.
All right.
If only we're rolling so well.
This little creature... Beaufort, evidently. Beaufort is going to continue to fiddle, which means you do not get a save to try and right yourself if he uses an action to continue fiddling his legs.
What does it do besides the reduced movement? 10 feet.
10 feet movement. Critical failure, you're slow.
Just regular failure. What's regular?
Regular failure, you're off guard.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying off guard. We updated Foundry VTT, so now it's using the nomenclature from
the remastered.
Pathfinder remastered, but it's not doing anything mechanically, so you might hear me use off guard. Same thing as flat footed. So, yeah, you are off guard, both of you who failed from the fiddling. Or okay. Three of you failed, right?
Yeah, Buggles.
So, yeah, flat footed and a minus 10. And if any of you, nobody critically failed to that, right? So, going to keep doing that. Keep having you be flat-footed, and then he is going to fire off a spell, I think. And normally, Lucky would get an attack of opportunity here, but you're blind.
Unbelievable.
Never happened.
I have a question, though.
Yeah,
hold on. And I was going to ask on my turn. I don't think this pertains to the attack of opportunity, but I do have the sharp-eared catfolk trait. So I have a +2 circumstance bonus to locate undetected creatures. So they would be undetected to me since I'm blinded, correct?
Yes.
But I would have to do that on my turn, do a seek action.
Right,
to make them hidden. I can't do a seek action now and use my attack of opportunity.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Just checking.
Yeah, there might be some cool feat that would allow you to do that, but as written, no.
All right.
All right, so here he's
going. I mean, are you sort of... Are you saying that it's in writing that you can't take an attack of opportunity if you're blind?
Or can I do
no,
so with
I just
disadvantage?
Assumed
I don't see that. I was just looking it up.
Oh.
There's nothing about
I might be carrying
or
this
lack
over
of reactions
to it.
And blinded either. I think she can take it. She just doesn't know where it is.
My cat folk is grinning very largely with her big teeth.
As you hear these voices debate the rules of the world around you.
Yeah. Bo, what's his name? Bofa? Bofa D's nuts? And then I take a shot.
Yeah, what's up?
Bofa D's nuts.
Bofa D's nuts. That's good, sir.
You gotta let her do it now.
And I double
slice. I think this might be a call for the drop
I'm allowed to do it. If I do it, and I hit.
And you hit.
And I kill him.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do a flat check to hit it, right?
Yeah, so I think it's
DC 11.
Wait, but if it's undetected.
It's not undetected. She knows it's there.
He's hitting her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just hidden from her.
Right. Undetected means you have no idea there's a guy in the room.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess they
not
aren't.
Undetected.
I know they're there. I'm just blind now. So.
Yeah, so if it's
I would do a
hidden
flat
to you.
Check.
Yeah, if it was undetected, that's totally different. You tell me. I'm striking that. I roll the flat check and the attack. But if it's just hidden, yeah, I'm not going to do any deep digging here. I'll say you know it's there. Your friends are yelling out to you. So Let's roll that to hit first and then the flat check, so you'll be disappointed if one.
That's not the right best way
to do it. So rude.
It's much more fun, though.
That's a 17.
You feel like that might be a hit.
Plus 9.
Now I'll give you the flat check.
I swear to God. 19.
Oh! Oh!
Hell yeah.
All right, so it has bonuses to its AC.
26 to hit.
26 to hit and 19 beats. All right, so you do get the attack.
But I can't do my double slice, correct? Because that's a two
that's just
action.
A one attack.
Okay.
Right. Wait.
Double slice is an action. Attack of opportunity is a react.
26?
Yeah.
27.
Because of the plus one.
Oh, because of the plus one.
Is that a crit? You son of a bitch.
That is a crit.
Yeah! Keep us safe.
What was it? Both of these nuts.
Both of these nuts.
Both of these nuts.
That's what she says.
Crits.
So that's with my Kopesh 1d8.
Oh, phenomenal.
4 plus 4, 8 points of damage.
Okay.
We're up all night to get lucky. She's not dancing from the fiddle, but she does dance a little bit, and she swings her Kopesh around.
Voluntarily dances.
Yeah.
I got one for Joe's character. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
That was the one I was going to do. I just thought of that.
It's really long, but I think it'd be worth
it. No, I'm just going to do it like, he's my brother.
He's my brother.
Or just like the opening music would be great for that.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Like, instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
All right, I'm so thrown off from this. I was thinking more intuitively and not what the actual rules are, because in 1E, you couldn't do it. But here, you can. I don't see any reason you can't. We might be told otherwise. I think it's fine. However, do I lose the spell now?
That you're making us dance
you
with?
About to cast a spell. Oh. I think it interrupts the action, but do I lose the spell?
It does not disrupt the action. I think maybe unless it's a crit, there are some cases where that's
the
case.
But that was a crit.
That was a crit. It's not in the attack of opportunity explanation that a crit disrupts the...
Oh, quick, this is what happens. We start jumping on the boards here to read stuff, and you don't want to confuse it with everything else, but it appears that because it was a crit, and this is a spell with somatic components that is considered using the manipulate action, it disrupts and I lose.
Yeah!
And it only happened
because
a fucking bless!
Bless!
Dude, when you cast bless, when I want to say, I was like, what a dumb move.
No.
By a dummy. And it literally was the game changer.
Dude, I looked through my thing and I was like, I'm stunned one. So, like, what's two actions that I don't have to see anyone to do? I was really limited. That was the only spell I could cast.
I was about to cast Glitter Dust.
Oh my God.
Just to make the rest of you blind.
Yeah, everybody would have been just like...
And look, it's a 10-foot burst. So, like, that's everybody except Brother Ramius and Zephyr.
Yeah.
Wow. But instead, the spell is lost.
And you lose the actions.
I lose the actions.
Attack of opportunity. Boom. Lose your spells.
Get fucked up. Both of these nuts. Talitha, you are up. Incredible.
Okay, I'm going to go after both of these nuts. I'm going to devise a stratagem first, though. And I will not go after. I will not
attack.
Well, actually, I will.
He's had enough, you say.
I will attack. I will just use a normal attack. I will not use the devise a stratagem strategy. I'll just try to blindly hit him.
Okay.
Look at me like I'm insane.
I believe it says the next strike you make must use this d20 roll as its result.
I believe so.
Ruh-roh.
If you... Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep, you're right. So instead, do I have the movement? I do, because you moved up with your other guy.
I did.
With Chibi.
Chibi!
I will strike Chibi. I will strike Chibi.
That's Miss Chibi to you.
You are married, though. Your husband's here.
Natural 20.
You knocked over my spread.
I mean, the swings, the crits, it's just out of control right now.
It's about time.
This rapier is deadly.
D8. Oh,
my gosh.
Deadly.
Amazing. Please, let's read the critical effect.
Let's take it to the niche. Chris from Montgomery, Alabama.
Hey.
Montgomery, Alabama. What's up, Chris? What a follow through. You line up your swing with a little gusto, and your attack carries a bit of extra momentum, giving you a couple of extra steps more than you usually would. Double damage, and you gain 2 extra actions this turn.
Wow.
All right, so I don't double the deadly die, right?
No, you do not double the deadly die.
greedy son of a bitch.
That'll be 23 points of damage. Oh,
yeah, you followed through.
Holy
yeah. She's just, what kind of weapon do you have? A rapier?
Rapier.
Just skewer her.
Yes. Oh my yes. God.
Nice. What a follow through.
I thought we were toast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's why I used up a spell.
That was not looking good.
You got the chance here to do a double kill now because you've got two extra actions. Your map is going to keep getting worse.
My map is the issue.
Why not?
Why not, indeed?
Might as well.
I'm going to stab at a. I'm going to. Wait, so. But then if I go back after both of these nuts...
I love how that's his name now.
Okay, I have to use my devise a stratagem roll, which was a 7.
When you fail, what does that mean?
I didn't fail. I just rolled badly, so I decided, I'm like, oh, I won't use that. I'm not going to attack that person. I'll miss.
You could do something else. I could do something else.
I'm going to aid. Let's see. Zephyr. I'm going to aid Zephyr.
Okay.
So it'll be Buggles, Brother Ramius, and then Zephyr.
Buggles, Lucky, Zephyr, Brother Ramius.
I'll aid Lucky because you're going to need the help.
I'm
going to
swing. Yeah.
So I will attempt. I'll use my poor devised stratagem roll to like make a bad attack to distract. That's both good. Of these nuts so that she makes anything.
Yeah. All right. So the DC's high, but go ahead and roll it.
Natural 6.
Okay. Over here! And she's like, oh! But maybe you won't even need Lucky, because it's Buggles' turn, unless you have an action left.
I do have an action left.
Yeah, you do.
What could I possibly do? I know what I can do. No, I can't. There's no way to flank.
Can you do just a recall knowledge on a boat?
Oh, I haven't done that. I thought I did. I will recall knowledge on this crustacean insect creature.
Okay.
What would be nature?
Nature.
14.
14. 14 isn't enough, actually. Yeah. I got all the stuff right here. I wanted to tell you some info, but I can't.
I don't know what it is!
Here's what you can do. You can take 3 points of bleed damage and then give me a flat check.
My gosh.
Fail the flat check, but it's over.
It's over.
It is over.
It's over.
I'm still, however, slowed.
Still slowed. Lucky.
I use my final action to yank the arrow out of my knee. Or the spark. I find the ember. It's still in there. Dig out the little...
Buggles, what do you got?
Buggles is gonna dance his way into the room. Further into the room. Oh, wait. I want to get right in front of
Yeah, buddy.
And as he's hopping about, he's going to... His aura is activated. It's like, shoom, this like cold, it's like a blizzard, like kind of forms around him. It says, and fires a ray of frost at
nice.
Nice.
Natural 1.
Oh, no.
Damn.
No! What is going on today?
Both extremes today.
Boy. Spell lots of it. Fumboni.
Oh, absolutely.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
My goodness. There's been so many backs and forths.
Backs and forths. Okay, what do you got, Benji? Benji from Esteline, South Dakota?
Yeah.
Esteline?
Hi, Benji.
Never heard of Esteline. Okay. Blood from the Sorcerer's Stone. In desperation, you force all of your being into your magic, drawing from your life essence for this single action. Flip a coin.
Oh.
Heads, the spell hits for normal, but you are now fatigued. Tails, the spell deals half damage, and you are slowed 1 for 1d4 rounds.
Whoa.
So either way, you're still doing damage.
Have a coin?
Roll a d20.
Do people carry money
DC
on them?
11 flat check.
What am I going to the laundromat? All right, I'll do 1 to 3 is heads, and the other is...
4 to 6.
Heads.
Heads. The spell hits for normal. Okay. You are now fatigued.
That's fine. I'm tired.
The spell was going to hit either way with
you
this.
You put everything into it.
All this dancing.
With this poopy fumble.
8 points of cold damage. I get 4 temporary hit points from it. And I'm tired.
And you're tired.
And
it exhausts you.
It's dead.
Yay!
It just freezes and then hits the ground and shatters.
Awesome.
There are two doors to the south leading out of this room in this large area of the gnome encampment.
The
Which
venue.
One will you choose? Find out next week.
Yeah! Oh. I can't believe that was close.
Oh, that was close.
That was crazy.
Natural 20, natural 1. Natural 20, natural 1. Natural 20, natural 1.
You see that dance again, Joe.
Stop laughing at me. Stop laughing at me.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's join the NAISH.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.